Hello again, and welcome to Interview with DJ Nocturna. I have a pleasure to have in my show the French darkwave industrial act called Divine Shade. And I got Ren Toner, who is the founder of Divine Shade. Amazing music. He's talked to me all the way from France. Thank you so much for joining me, Ren. Always a
Thank you
pleasure.
for having me too on your show. Thank you very much.
Yeah. First time I heard your music, I'm like, oh, just the first song. I'm like, wow. This really has something going, you know. So I really enjoyed it. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your music. And I know you started out, a few years ago. Can you tell us a little bit about how you started in music?
I started music with piano when I was a child. And then guitar after. But the main things that changed my life is I remember when my father gave me a Tascam Studio, a little tape recorder box. And I was 13 and yet recording my music. So I've always made my choice in music to record every instrument solo. That's why Divine Shade is born.
Wow. So you started in
Like,
piano then? Piano, keyboard.
but the main thing is recording music with a synthesizer and tape recorder. You know what I mean?
So,
And
are
after
you originally from Paris? Which part of France?
I'm in the countryside of Lyon.
Oh, okay. All right.
Got men are from the country in
I
France.
love France. Yeah. So, who are your musical inspiration, to influence you with Divine Shade?
A lot of stuff. I can say that when I was young, the soundtrack from Matrix movie, there were a lot of industrial band, and I just tried to dig in it, and I find Nine Inch Nails, The Young Gods, Gary Numan, of course, and thing like this, and just fall in love with this music.
Yeah, that's
Trying
amazing.
the same things with my story, with my influences, and
Yeah. So Divine Shade is an interesting name. How did you come up with that name, Divine Shade?
there is a lot of meaning about this name. First of all, when I was a teenager, I just would like to have a sounding like a tacky name of dark name, but no, I can say that it's more like saying that the world is not blue or no, sorry, white on or black, something that there is a shade in the world, and something is not evil or just good. Speaking about this stuff, the divine shade is also finding the best shade when you are painting to do the right things.
So I know what you mean. I know the artwork. I know you're an artist also, right? You paint. The drawings in the back. I could see that. Your artwork in the Oh, I
I'm painting all the artwork of the band. Yeah, my mother was a artist too, and I grew up with these things. So always decide to paint every artwork of the band.
So Divine Shade, I know you released the album. It's an EP, I believe, in 2014, From the Sky. Yeah. So tell us about that album. Was it what was the influence? What was your influence behind the album?
I remember, and right now I'm 13, but 30, sorry, but I recorded this album. I was 20, so I just would like to dream to be like my hero, like Gary Numan, Trent Reznor, like things like this, and I've just made this album like a fan, like a teenager that want to dream, and I've recorded every song solo, playing every instrument like all my heroes, and right now I can say that I love li listening again this first hippie because it's so comment pour dire ça? It's just the truth. When I was young, it's this feeling when I was young.
Yeah.
And right now, when I write a song, this is not the same things. I try to speak more about something more deep in my life. But from the sky is like a childhood of this band.
Oh,
Hope
like
you understand.
memory. Yeah, like going back. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful title. I mean, you can see the interpretation in his own way. And that was in 2014. And then you came out with In the Dust, right? That's another EP in 2020, right? And I don't know if there's anything in between that. I'm not sure. Or that,
No.
okay, yeah. So then, yeah.
No.
So In the Dust came out later, and that's more recent, right? And that's more,
Yeah.
yeah.
This is not for this EP, it was not the same process. It was more deep, more personal, because I was saying to myself, oh, fucking shit, you're just the copy of of the band you love. And I would like to grow up, to tell my story. Even I love a lot of band, just doing my own path. And I try to write something more meta about being an artist, being a copy of a lot of artists, and trying to be more meaningful.
Yeah.
Hope you understand about it.
You know, the album, the song that I really, really like and was Stars, that one. That,
Stars,
yeah.
yeah.
And I know the track, it was renamed, right? You changed the name to the Stars Eclipse, but it was Stars, right, initially.
Yeah.
That was a single, right, that came out. Very good beat, and I really liked just the way I heard it for the first time. You can play it over and over again and you don't get tired. You know, I like it that way. Yeah. You can keep playing it and it sounds good. So what was the tell us about that song. I know that song big shout out to Moon Coil Media, William, who kind of introduced me to your music. So thank you, William. So Stars, tell us about that. I know Chris Brenna remixed it also.
Yeah. This song speak about when you grow up and you don't find things change when you grew up. You can't dream like when you were a child. And just speaking about this nostalgia. And
Yeah.
I'm so happy that Chris Rena remixed this song, because for me it's like a cycle. When you this guy has influenced me a lot, and when you remix my song, it was just a cycle. I hope you understand what I say.
So how did you get connected to Chris to remix that?
It's a good question. This is just, I'm part of a little. I live in a little village near Lyon, and there is nothing there. And I just ask myself, you have just to waiting your chance or create your chance. This is my vision. And I've tell to myself, okay, I'm doing this music since I'm 20, and I have to make it discover to the guy to give me the passion of music. And finally, I've just follow the story of Chris Vrenna, and I've seen he was working in the college for student teaching music or something like this, and I've just find his mail, sending a mail, and at the same time, Gary Numan would like to play with us on his tour, to
Yeah.
having us on the support, so it was a combination of good vibes that made Chris Vrenna working with us.
Yeah, that's amazing that you guys toured with Gary Numan in the Intruder tour, right? In 2022. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
that's
was
amazing. Yeah.
so amazing, so amazing.
I mean, how did that happen with Gary Numan? I mean, you know, that's amazing because Gary Numan is like the legendary, artist of the 80s, and then to tour with him, my God, that's just amazing. Must have been so excited.
It was so crazy, so crazy. Seriously, just imagine. Like I said, I was living in a little village in France with only 800 people. I am the only guys listening this music, and just at this moment, I think Gary Numan discovered my music on the internet, and at the same time, I sending an email. It was just behind, just the chance. It was Gary Numan himself behind,
Oh wow.
and
Wow.
he told me, "Hey, dude, I was speaking to you. Okay, let's do it." So crazy.
Oh wow. Really? Oh my gosh.
And I remember I was not I wasn't not sure it was true. I said, maybe it's a fake, maybe it's not really Gary Numan, just Gary N. Seriously. And finally the story come true. Yeah. It was really cool, and
Yeah, that's a testament of your music. I mean, you
yeah,
know.
right now I'm just grateful because for his recognition of my music. And
Yeah.
it gave me a lot of forces to doing a lot of stuff, continue to fight for what I love.
Yeah. No, that's really a confirmation because it is really good. I mean, I heard it the first time. I'm like, well, okay, blown away by that. But that just one track, you know, first time I heard it. So I mean, take a look at that. Even before I knew you were touring with Gary Numan, I already heard the song, and I'm like, wow, you know. So that's one wonderful. Congratulations on that one.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
So the you know, I know the lyrics. Do you write the lyrics of the songs? Oh yeah.
Even I speak a very bad English when I speak with you. I'm
You
writing
know,
the lyrics, and but I'm so serious when I'm writing
no,
the
you actually speak really well, and it's, I
lyrics.
understand everything you're saying. I actually like it better because you can express yourself better when you're doing it, because I understand what you're trying to say, and it's good because I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes it's better like the way that you explain it because I understand what you're getting, what you're trying to say. So yeah. No, that's great. So who are the members of Divine Shade? I know you are the founder.
I'm the founder and the singer and the composer, and my little brother Nicolas is the guitarist and the video maker,
Oh yeah.
and Emil is on drums, and
Oh.
there is Pierre at the sound. We are all from this area in France, and
Lion, all
listening
of you
this
love them.
music.
Yeah, that's great.
But
So
it was a really cool story to go in UK with these guys.
I know that the guitarist for Gary Numan was also did a remix, right, for you. The re the Steve
We
Fox.
just with
Yeah.
yeah Stevie, yes.
Yeah,
We
so
meet.
that what is I know that means forget, but you know the song. It means forget. Yeah. So tell us about that. What's behind that song?
But that song, obviously we met Steven in the Intruder tour, and was so cool and so much kind with us, because it was our first experience like this on big stage, and it was just like an old friend you ever knew. So cool guy and passionate. And he say to me, "Oh, if I was like you, young man, I would like to play in your band." And he say, "Can I write a music with you?" And I say, "Obviously, yes." And we decided to make this song. And about the lyrics, I found it was cool to write in French, like the Switzerland band, the Young Gods. It was cool to go in this direction. And about forget, oublier in French, the meaning is about forget your identification to the dark, to the darkness. And you know, sometimes when you are like in depression or in darkness mood, like things like this, you don't want to go out these things because it's part of your identity right now. And it's about forget this fear, this identity to go with something with more light, finally. When everything is dark around you, there is always the doors with light just behind. But if you can see them, if you don't want to go inside, sometimes just because it's part of your identity to keep you in the dark, finally.
Wow, interesting. So, do you ever sing in French? Do you have songs in French as well? I mean, your other ones I heard in English, but do you sing in French? Oh yeah, you do.
But
Oh yeah.
there is Oublié with Steve Fox Eyes, but there is also Eternel and in the Dust EP, and there is more in the new one, the
Oh yeah.
upcoming new
So I know you have a new one. It's a new trilogy EP. It's called Fragments, right? It's going to be coming out next year. Is that next year?
But there is a lot of song in the creation right now. It's just I say maybe it's the EP trilogy, but maybe it will be an album trilogy finally,
Oh, album. Okay.
with more song maybe. Maybe
Okay,
there
so
is
it's
a
still in the works. It's still like you're still working. Oh,
yeah.
all right. Well, you must be busy. You just finished a tour. So yeah, you gotta get back into the creativity process, I guess.
Just
Do you have anything else? Like, I know you do the artwork as well for your album covers, which is great. Like the one in the back that people can see. I think that's from the album, right? Right in the back from one of your albums. And so are you planning on doing this as well with your artwork for this latest EP?
For the new trilogy, if there is the artwork like this, yes, of course, yes,
Okay.
because I think it's a rhino a little bit to identity to have this painting and
Because it's not complete.
I recoup on this thing this way.
Oh wow. So much so interesting, huh? So many great stuff. Yeah, I'm really excited for the new album. Is that going to be released on what label?
Finally, no, because I was asking to release on a label, but you know, even we had a chance to have a good opportunity a few years ago with Gary Numan or other things. We are small artists, and finally, I can paint. We can do video by ourselves. We just need promotion. We don't need to contract for 3 years and release album just to have vinyl or CD. You know, we are waiting for something better, I think.
So I know you have a YouTube channel where you have your videos up there, and then you have a Facebook and Instagram, right? And I know your music is also on Bandcamp, I think, right? Yeah. Well, is there any other link if anybody wanna check out your music or anything like that? I know there's an interview, but it's in French. Yeah. So I can't understand, but I'm sure there'll be more people that wanna know a little bit more about your music. So I guess your Bandcamp page would be a good way and a good link, a good connection. Yeah, and then your Facebook and Instagram. right? Yeah.
Yeah, we are only on this league. Yeah.
Okay. And it's Divine Shade. Divine Shade with Ren. Ren Toner, who does the artwork, produce, and writes the lyrics for Divine Shade. All right. Anything else? Yeah.
I
Okay.
think I'm okay. I can just say to I'm so happy to do this interview in another language because this is the first time for me I can speak with someone like this, trying
Oh no,
to tell
you sound really.
about my lyrics, and I hope all my follower English follower speaker will be
No, you sound good.
happy to hear more about it.
Yeah, no, you sound really,
Thank you for
you sound
this.
wonderful. You sound wonderful. You sound good. I understand everything you said. It's very, very good English. Thank you very much
Thank
for
you
this
very much.
interview. Always an honor. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.